Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you need help with, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, we're here for you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we're going to talk to Dr. Andrew Lang, homeopathic physician, naturopathic doctor, and a good friend of mine. We've talked to him on The Bright Side before. Dr. Lang's the author of the book, Getting to the Root, Treating the Deepest Source of Disease. We're going to talk about mental health, alternatives to drugs, and we're going to talk about addiction with Dr. Andrew Lang at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a longevity business. If you are an entrepreneur or you want to be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, if you want a way to make some spare change, a little extra income, or if you want to make a full-time income, the longevity business opportunity is something you want to look into. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or you can also hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And for you guys who are living in the Colorado area, I'll be doing a longevity talk in my lab this coming Saturday, June 25th, and that's going to be at 11 a.m. at 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado. If you're interested, send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll give you the scoop, ben@ksco.com. We're going to talk about the longevity business. We'll talk about some of the longevity products, and Dr. Taylor Mitchell will be talking about mental health, and Farmer Glenn will be telling his story of beating cancer with nutritional supplementation. That is a Saturday, June the 25th, 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado, at the Truth Treatments Skincare Facility, where I have my Truth Treatments products produced, as well as our Truth RX Dermatology Pharmacy in Broomfield, Colorado. I haven't talked about the pharmacy, but if you guys are, anybody out there is interested in having some skincare products compounded, especially for you, or if you have a dermatological condition, or if you're an esthetician or a skincare professional and you're interested in some high-powered skincare peels, cosmetic peeling, cosmetic exfoliation, or if you have a laser and you're interested in post-laser treatments or any kind of interesting skincare products that you want created or formulated for you, that's what we do at Truth RX Dermatology Pharmacy. You can check it out at truthrx.com, thetruthrx.com, and the phone number's there, and our email is there as well. All right, Dr. Andrew Lang coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about addictions and mental health. And we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about the liver and fats, this very important distinction that you don't hear a lot about, which is the distinction you hear a lot about on this program, for sure, and I talk a lot about it, this distinction between water-soluble and fat-soluble nutrients, hydrophilic, we say, water-soluble, water-loving, and lipophilic, fat-loving. The liver is a fatty organ, and fatty liver disease is a serious health problem. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, is a condition that occurs when the liver poops out. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it that way. The liver gives up. It's just fatigued. It can't work as hard. It's overloaded. Usually it's overloaded with sugar or the wrong kinds of fats, toxicity, including prescription drugs. Remember, the liver has to process all your prescription drugs, and the more prescription drugs you're taking, the harder the liver has to work. And if you already have a overworked liver, you're going to have a problem. Cirrhosis and other liver diseases are very common causes of death. 30,000 plus people a year die in the United States from cirrhosis of the liver. And cirrhosis is something that can be easily remedied or easily prevented. Just lay off the toxins, lay off the lousy fats, the processed fats, lay off the sugar, and make no mistake about it, there's a very important relationship between diabetes, obesity, excess sugar intake, and liver disease. You hear a lot about hepatitis these days. Hepatitis C, people want to get a hepatitis vaccine. You'd be much better off using lifestyle and dietary strategies to take care of your liver. Hepatitis B kills a couple thousand people every year. Hepatitis C kills a couple thousand people every year. You'd be way better off just taking care of your liver using lifestyle strategies. And diabetes, as I say, is also associated with a wide range of liver disease, including NA, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD. Sometimes you'll hear the term steatohepatitis. Steatohepatitis is a liver inflammation or inflammation that occurs in the liver due to fats. Stea typically means fats. Whenever you hear S-T-E-A in front of a biochemical term or biochemical word, you're referring to fat. Steatohepatitis is a hepatitis, an inflamed liver that's caused by fat. According to the American Diabetes Association, over 30 million Americans, 10% of the population, probably around 10% of the population, a little under 10% of the population, has diabetes, and that's official diabetes. You can still have messed up blood sugar and not officially be a diabetic, so-called dysglycemia, or as they say in the medical community, pre-diabetes. If you're a coffee drinker, there's good news. It turns out that drinking coffee, moderate amounts of coffee actually, may help prevent liver disease. There's literature that shows that moderate intake of coffee is associated with a reduced risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And I say moderate coffee, and not all coffees are created equal. The best coffee is going to have lots of antioxidants in it. Not all coffees are the same. There's a couple antioxidants that are really especially important in coffee, and they're also found in green tea, by the way, and that is something called EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate. Or just call it EGCG. EGCG is found in green tea and it's found in coffee and it's been shown to help protect the liver. EGCG is also found in theanine. Theanine is also found in coffee. Theanine is a really interesting nutritional supplement that's spelled T-H-E-A-N-I-N-E. It's found in both green tea and coffee. Folks don't like coffee, and I don't particularly like the taste of coffee, but green tea has many of the same nutrients, liver-protective nutrients, and, by the way, heart-protecting nutrients and skin-protecting nutrients as well. Theanine is also very helpful for helping relax you, which is kind of interesting, because you wouldn't think that a relaxing molecule would be found in coffee or in tea, but indeed, theanine is found in both coffee and tea. Theanine is an amino acid. It's not an essential amino acid, but it's an amino acid. It's found in various teas as well as coffee, not just green tea, but other teas as well. And you can take it as a supplement for anxiety. You can also take theanine if you are using a lot of caffeine, if you're drinking a lot of coffee and you want to kind of take the edge off of the coffee from the caffeine. You can use theanine to take the edge off the caffeine, that jitteriness that some people get. Yesterday we talked about the ketogenic diet and also intermittent fasting as a way of protecting or reversing even fatty liver disease. I'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Dr. Andrew Lang coming up at the bottom of the hour. We talk about addictions, and alternatives to prescription drugs for mental health issues, and we'll get your phone calls as well in our next segment. So hang tight. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We shall return right after this.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. Andrew Lang at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about addiction and mental health, alternatives to drugs. Dr. Lang is a good friend of mine and also the author of the book, Getting to the Root, Treating the Deepest Source of Disease. He's a contributing author to the Textbook of Natural Medicine, which is a classic. And he's also a
incredible homeopathic physician as well as a naturopath. We'll talk to Dr. Lang at the bottom of the hour, and we will get to your calls here momentarily, 844-236-6010. So I touched upon this idea of helping the body process fats at the level of the liver using the ketogenic diet and intermittent fasting. And I want to just talk a little bit about, and well, intermittent fasting is pretty easy. You just don't eat for long periods between meals. You just let your body rest. Intermittent fasting is usually, you know, some people practice intermittent fasting by taking hours off, maybe 16 hours or 12 hours or 18 hours. I personally think the best way to intermittently fast is to fast for a full day for a full 24 hours at least once or twice a month. Nonetheless, the less you eat, it's been shown many times, the less you eat, the longer you live, and the less you eat, the easier it's going to be on the liver. Anything we eat is going to put some degree of stress on the liver. Now, for most people, that's not a problem, but for some people, it may be. Then we come to the ketogenic diet, and the ketogenic diet is absolutely fabulous, and make no mistake about it. The ketogenic diet is an ideal way for human beings to eat when it's done correctly, when it's practiced correctly. Most people do not practice the ketogenic diet correctly because the most striking feature of the ketogenic diet involves fat. So most people, when they think of the ketogenic diet, think fat. And that's true to a certain extent, but the fat has to be the correct kind of fat. We spent a couple weeks now, more, maybe a month now, talking about how the wrong fats wreak havoc on the liver and on the body and are responsible for a lot of health challenges, including diabetes and autoimmunity and digestive health issues. All of these are at least partially the end result of ingestion of the wrong kinds of fats. Hydrogenated fats, processed fats, French fry fats, Pringles fats, potato chip fats, margarine fats. These hydrogenated fats are everywhere, and they wreak havoc on the body. The ketogenic diet is a fat diet, but it's a diet where you eat the right kinds of fats. That is, essential fatty acids and fats that are found in fish and in eggs and in avocados and such. It doesn't always have to be essential fatty acids, but good fats are found in organ meats and fish and eggs and dairy to a certain extent. If you do your dairy correctly, homogenized dairy is a real problem because the fat particles are crunched up really, really small. When those fat particles are crunched up really, really small, they can make it into the circulatory system directly through the intestine, and that is not a good thing. So the ketogenic diet, I think, is the ideal way to eat, or for, especially if you have a liver problem, but for everybody to eat. But here's the thing about the ketogenic diet that nobody really wants to hear, or that most of us don't really take advantage of or understand, and that is that the ketogenic diet is a low-calorie diet, a very low-calorie diet, a 1,200 or so calorie a day diet. That alone is going to have a beneficial effect on your body, but if you can have it maintain a 1,200 calorie a day diet and have about 80% of those calories coming from quality fats, you are going to feel better. Your body is going to have more energy, and it's going to be very beneficial for the liver because it will help you burn fat. And if you have a fatty liver disease, that's a good thing. So using the ketogenic diet, 1,200 or so calories a day, 80% or so of those calories coming from good quality unprocessed fats, and then maybe another 10% or 12% or so of your calories coming from protein, and the remainder coming from vegetable carbohydrates. That, folks, is the ideal way to eat. And if you eat that way, you will live a long life, you will reverse chronic degenerative diseases, and if you don't have one, you will prevent yourself from getting one. And that includes fatty liver disease, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, autoimmunity, chronic pain. Pretty much everything that goes wrong in the body will improve, will get better when you practice calorie restriction and the ketogenic diet. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kathy in Minnesota. What's up, Kathy? Good evening.
Hi, Ben. How are you today?
I am good. How's it going? What's going on? How can we help you?
I am calling because you have blown my mind about not heating fats. And
okay.
It's freaking me out a bit because
there's certain fats you can heat. You don't want to heat liquid fats. Butter you can heat. You don't want to get too hot, but butter's okay and delicious. And then also coconut oil. So you're not out of, you know, it's not like you have to avoid heating fats entirely. What you want to avoid heating are the liquid fats, because those are highly unstable. The solid fats, lard, butter, and coconut oil, those can be heated. Don't burn them, but those can definitely be heated. Does that help you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes, coconut oil is delicious. Coconut oil is so delicious with eggs or with fish, pan frying with fish. Don't get it too hot now, because you don't want to burn the oil. But if, as long as you don't burn it, it's an amazing fat and very delicious and good for you, too. And butter's the best, because butter's got some tremendous, tremendously valuable nutritional elements in it that coconut oil does not have and lard does not have. So if you do butter, but butter has a low smoke point, so it'll smoke even at low temperatures. So it's a little bit tricky to work with butter. But if you don't heat it up too high, butter is definitely the most nutritious of all the cooking fats.
Okay, and then I have one other question. Are all supplements okay to mix?
We have
oregano oil that we take, and we're wondering if that can counteract anything.
No. And when you say supplements, you want to make a distinction between herbal supplements, dietary supplements, and nutritional supplements. Most people, not just you, but most people, and certainly in the culture, we don't make that distinction. It's a very important distinction. Herbal supplements, dietary supplements, have some nutritional value for sure, but they're not essential nutrients themselves. Nutritional supplements tend to be essential nutrients. At the very least, they're nutrients. And so sometimes there's some combinations that you want to avoid, some combinations that are better than others. Like, for example, fiber tends to tie up minerals. If you're doing fiber supplements and you're taking your zinc, you might lose some of the zinc. Vitamin C increases the absorption of iron, so you got to be a little bit careful there. But for the most part, it's not a big deal. If you really want to do things totally perfectly, then probably there are some combinations that you want to avoid. But for most of us, that's not an issue.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless, then.
Okay, God bless you. Have a beautiful evening. And let's go to Graviano. I think that might be Graziano. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ben.
Hey, buddy. Nice to talk to you. Do I owe you a phone call? Did you leave me a message and I didn't return it? Okay, gotcha.
No, you're good.
Okay, good. Thanks.
I had a question about, first of all, your Truth Treatments.
Yes.
Product. So yes. I want to purchase some tonight because it's Father's Day and you got a discount going on.
Yes, we
do. What's the best product to use for your T-zone area for my wife that's got oily in the forehead and then kind of dryish area?
Retinol, the AHA Energizing Exfoliator, and Retinol 1%.
Okay.
Retinol 1% gel and AHA Energizing Exfoliator, both are great for sebum, and then washing her face with the Peppermint Salicylic Cleanser.
Okay. Perfect.
And for you, if she gets the peppermint salicylic cleanser, it's an awesome shaving cream. I shave with it almost every day.
Okay, cool. I want to use that. And then secondly, the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Maybe you could clarify that, because my son is 20, has that.
Your son is 20?
Yeah, and he has that. But I think
that's not good.
Whey protein.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. Will you call me again next week? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, Graziano. Take care, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that is it for this segment. Dr. Andrew Lang coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll return after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Prices are unacceptably high right now, and that's why the president has said we need to make this our top economic focus and do everything that we can to get them down.
National Economic Council Director Brian Deese speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation. Deese saying the White House is hoping to move forward on legislation to lower prescription drug prices and other costs in the coming weeks. Deese saying this new legislation is the Biden administration's single most impactful way to combat inflation. Air travelers this Juneteenth holiday weekend are facing more travel headaches. FlightAware showing over 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide on Sunday. That brings a total to nearly 6,000 flights that have been canceled or delayed since Friday. The cancellations being blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Department of Homeland Security is expected to punish multiple border agents who were falsely accused of whipping Haitian illegal immigrants. Former CBP Horse Patrol Agent Kathy Olivares shares her thoughts on the situation with Fox News Live.
Where the agent used the reins to steer their horse, and they're being punished for that. It's incredible.
The agents are to be disciplined with the administrative violations instead of criminal conduct. The agents will have a chance to accept the discipline or fight it. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says his city and the surrounding region can handle the ongoing influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States.
When you talk about 230,000 people coming through, that's greater than the size of our total community coming through our sector here in the Yuma area just in the last 8 months, 9 months.
The Department of Homeland Security recorded more than 239,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in May alone. Lots of dads across the country receiving gifts on Father's Day. The National Retail Federation saying consumers spent around $20 billion on Father's Day gifts. The retail group saying that amount is almost identical to last year's total. More news can always be found by checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page of brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box, and you can review 12 years of archived information at brightsideben.com. You'll also find the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also purchase longevity products on my blog, pharmacistben.com, and sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team at pharmacistben.com, also criticalhealthnews.com, where we have videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, as well as the longevity products and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. We do have Father's Day specials running through today. All our Truth Skin Health products are formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. No surprise. No surprise to you, but a surprise to the world in general. Healing is beauty. Health is beauty. And that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional Truth Skin Health products. You can check them all out at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Andrew Lang is a naturopathic doctor. He's a homeopathist, I think you say it that way. And we're going to talk about alternatives to psychiatry. Dr. Lang is the author of the book Getting to the Root, Treating the Deepest Source of Disease. He's a contributing author to the Textbook of Natural Medicine, which is an absolute classic that every alternative practitioner has or should have in their library. And Dr. Lang is also a good friend of mine. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Andrew Lang. Hey, Dr. Lang. Oops, I should probably hit the button here if I want to get him on. Hey, Dr. Lang.
Hi, Ben.
Andrew.
Well, can you hear me all right?
I hear you all right. Good to talk to you in California. You're practicing in California, right?
I'm still consulting and practicing, yeah.
And you're doing naturopathy or homeopathy or both?
I do it all.
You do it all. Okay.
To me, the real objective is to really understand the problem first.
Getting to the roots.
Once you figure out the problem and understand the nature of the disease the person has, then you can choose your method of treatment.
Okay, so
first you have to understand why people are sick.
Well, that's obviously the medical model doesn't work that way. They work with symptoms. So getting to the root is what I've always said is getting to the root of the disease is really what you want to do. There's like 70,000 or so different diagnoses, medical diagnoses, but there's always the same underlying causes from a biochemical standpoint, correct?
Well, biochemistry is an important part of understanding the function of the human body. Understanding the question of why a person is sick demands a little more attention to details.
Hmm.
And we tend to associate ourselves with the name of the disease.
Right.
And the real problem is much more complex than that. It's who we are and our genetics and our environment and how's that contributed to what our disease is. So it is multifactorial, but at the same time, it's very specific.
So
a lot of people who look at holistic approaches often dismiss the very specific. I call myself a sharpshooter. You know, I'm very interested in getting right at the principle of why people are sick, and they usually tell it to you immediately.
They tell it to you literally in words or in their actions or in their chemistry?
Well, that's a good question. I think they tell it to you in all of those methods. It may be in their medical records and it's been ignored. It may be in what they tell you in the first 5 minutes. And what may be in the way they hold themselves and respond to you and react to you. So all that is information that leads me to the second question or other questions of why that person is sick in the first place. And, you know, when you're dealing with kids, a lot of times they can't express it. And, in fact, adults often can't express why they're sick. They only know that they've been suffering a long time and they're frustrated.
In your experience, how much of disease is related to either adverse childhood experiences or post-traumatic stress that occurred later in life?
Well, I think you're trying to apply a psychological model, and life isn't as linear as we would like to structure it. You know, when it's like having a dream, and we try and place our memories into events in a coherent linear fashion so that we can comprehend our world and who we are. So we're always struggling because we're always in division about who we are and who we think we should be. So to me, the psychological model is good if you want to, let's say, create a strategy for dealing with your problems. but it's not a solution. And I think that's what they found often with psychology, is that it makes you deal with your problems. It doesn't necessarily solve them.
So is there a way to, when I hear dealing with your problems, I think of solving problems. You're saying just deal with, as in coping with them, as opposed to solving them?
No, I think psychology helps you to cope with them.
Yeah.
You know, disease is a challenge, and it's an expression of how we must face our challenge. It's like we try and use our will all the time to solve our problems. We think we can solve our problems, that we can do it cognitively, and we can't do it cognitively. So psychology is right in the sense that Jung used to say that 99% of who we are is unconscious. And he said, and it might be more. But if you think just physiologically, right now your heart's beating, your blood's flowing, your brain is doing everything your autonomic nervous system should do. Your immune system is functioning to fight off every disease at every moment. You don't.
So in other words, it's working. In other words, things are working. Is what you're saying? Things are working as they should.
Things are working incredibly well.
Yeah. I've always thought that even if you're dying of stage 4 cancer in your deathbed, you're still mostly operating correctly.
Oh, for the most part, yeah. But, you know, cancer, in a sense, is an unconscious disease because the body doesn't recognize it as foreign. So that's an aspect of disease where our body does not function as well as it should.
All right, so these are things that go wrong or things that we're doing incorrectly. What do you do if somebody has something like cancer, say? God forbid you get a disease. It doesn't have to be cancer, autoimmune disease, whatever. What do you do? What's the first thing you do?
Well, the first thing I do is try and figure out why. So that takes part in the history, and often there is some event in the history which is triggered, either an infection, a virus, or bacterial infection. Sometimes it's a trauma that's weakened a person's immune system. You know, an autoimmune disease is a disease where the body's fighting itself. It's attacking itself. So I try and find out what could be causing that. It could be a mycotoxin, you know, a fungus that they've been exposed to that's weakened to them. Like,
hang on,
they
to that
lived
thought
in a bad apartment building.
Andrew, we got to take a break, but hang on to that thought, because I want to talk to you about that, because that strikes me as the idea of functional medicine, which I have a little bit of a problem with. So hang on to that thought. I want to address that when we come back.
Oh, yeah,
break.
We can talk about that, sure.
Dr. Andrew Lang is with us, naturopath and homeopathist. We'll be back more with Dr. Lang after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Dr. Andrew Lang, naturopath and homeopathist and author of the book Getting to the Root, Treating the Deepest Source of Disease. So, Andrew, before we went to break, you were talking about this idea of mycotoxins and infections affecting things like autoimmune diseases. And that's what I hear from functional medicine practitioners. And I have a problem with that because of what you said earlier, how there's these underlying causes that are not necessarily biochemical or physical, and things... It's kind of like a complex, and when you start to target things like mycotoxins or fungus or attacking agents, you tend to miss the big picture. What do you think of that? Andrew? I don't know what happened to Andrew. Alex, do we have Andrew here? Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, did you hear what I asked you?
Yeah, I heard what you asked me. I'm sorry that I didn't get through for some reason. It was interesting because I was listening to the commercials, and I was thinking, well, I have nothing to say anymore because they have such simple solutions to everything.
Yeah.
And the problem, functional medicine was an amazing development. I think, that Jeff Bland is a brilliant guy. And the questions he's asking are important questions to ask. But what happens in functional medicine is they cast a very big net, and I do a lot of testing, blood work and all that to determine what the problem is. But there's a point where you have to focus the questions you're asking, and functional medicine asks all the questions. And most people can't afford the type of healthcare we were asking all the questions for only 2% of the results. So it has to be more targeted. So I would agree whether you're, and the problem with holistic medicine is I call it the whole and the holistic. If you're looking at the broad picture always, like looking at the general picture and buying the story that people repeat over and over, you might be missing out on why they're sick, because they're so used to building up this defense mechanism of who they are. And to understand people, you have to be able to remove that chatter, so to speak, and get at what the problem is. It may be what they're saying, but a lot of times it's something else they're saying which guides you to that. And sometimes that's genetics. Sometimes it's the fact that you lived in an apartment building that was filled with mold. Sometimes it's mercury fillings. It could be any of these things. But you have to determine which one is the central influence on the disease that you're going to address. Because people really want the problem solved.
Mm.
They're sick of going from doctor to doctor with more ideas of what's wrong with them and getting superficial treatment. And that's not criticizing the doctors. They're trying their best. But the questions are very difficult to answer.
So let me ask you this. Is this something that you have to go to a practitioner for? Say you're talking to somebody who has an autoimmune disease, right? Do they have to go to a practitioner, or are there questions that they can ask themselves?
Well, I think it's great that people ask all the questions that they do. But you can't get a medical degree of any kind through the internet. In other words, Google doesn't offer a medical degree. So it helps to have somebody who's experienced, who's sharp. And, you know, most healthcare practitioners, whether you agree with them or not, they're highly educated, they're highly experienced, and they're highly trained. And that's a useful ally to have on your side. And to me, it's very important to have more than one opinion. I really believe in seeing one more, not five or six healthcare practitioners, but, you know, having different points of view that you can address with them. There are different points of view. Like if you go to a normal neurologist, they'll say, you know, there's nothing that science has to offer this problem. But that isn't true. And we know that. But it's useful to have their opinion and their perspective in order to kind of filter the other information you're getting.
And
you should have objective results available to you.
You know, you're right about the highly trained part, but that kind of works against some physicians, or at least, or some healthcare professionals, in the sense that they only know what they know. They only focus on their particular specialty. Now, you say go to other, you know, get second opinions. You could endlessly get second opinions. To me, it seems like it makes much more sense to try to solve the problem yourself. No? Maybe with some guidance, perhaps.
The doctor who has himself.
That's a lawyer. That's the lawyer. That's the lawyer.
Well, it's true for doctors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
A fool for a doctor. But, you know, also, you know, I think that that we need an objective point of view. You know, we're very good at learning things and finding out solutions, but there's some problems that are very difficult to figure out by ourselves. And we need an ally. And we need somebody we can trust outside of ourselves. And I believe that because, you know, that's the way it is in life. If
yeah.
we just relied on our own opinions of ourselves
okay.
and our opinions about life, we'd be the most egotistical person in the world.
Okay, so then let me ask you this. How do you know if a healthcare practitioner is a good healthcare practitioner, if they're insightful, if they are not reductionistic and are looking at the big picture? How do you know that?
Well, that's a very hard thing to do. You know, I studied under a great cardiologist. He was the top surgeon in Seattle. And he was an interesting guy. And he said to me one day, he said, Andrew, he goes, how would you know who's a good cardiac surgeon in Seattle? Well, I'd known because I'd seen him do surgeries and get people out in a third of the time that any other doctor would have been able to, any other surgeon would have been able to do. He was an interesting guy also, because he introduced the Course in Miracles in Seattle. And so here he was, one of the best doctors, and you would have never guessed. He just sat at a little metal desk, very conservative looking guy, very straight, and he helped a lot of people. But at one point, he quit the practice of medicine to just teach the Course in Miracles.
Which is, and I know a little bit about the Course in Miracles, and that's a really fundamental way to get at the root of the problem. The Course in Miracles, they talk about changing your perceptions, about changing the way you look at the world. To me, it seems like the way we look at the world plays a huge role in how our bodies show up. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And yeah, so, I think that
the narrative of our
disease is not the disease itself.
Yeah.
It's our way of looking at it. And same thing with all of those perspectives. All the perspectives we have philosophically or whatever, when it comes down to it, we're just instinctual animals trying to hack our way through the world and trying to function and survive.
Yeah.
And so all these ideas or adaptive ideas in our struggle to find ourselves.
Yeah.
But the reality is, most of what goes on in our bodies and our minds is instinctual. That's what I was saying before. It's largely unconscious.
Yeah.
So trying to figure it out cognitively is not always going to work.
But the instinct is really to be happy or to be content,
at
least. Right? That's the fundamental instinct.
Absolutely.
We're all trying to figure out a way to be happy in this crazy world of entropy that we live in.
Totally.
Even disease is a coping mechanism, using that from that perspective, do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
what's more immunosuppressive than being depressed? What's more immunosuppressive than being anxious all the time?
Yeah.
Because you're experiencing internal conflict. You aren't who you think you should be. And that division between who we are
and who we think we should be. Yeah.
You serve so much energy in our
That's
system.
Awesome.
So we're taking all these supplements and everything to get energy when we have a hole in the bucket.
Yeah, hole in the bucket.
You know? And
because we're in this battle, this internal battle between who we are and who we think we should be. That is awesome.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lang. That's a great way to end, and we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. Andrew, appreciate it. I will be talking to you really soon. That's Dr. Andrew Lang, naturopathic physician and homeopathist and author of Getting to the Root, Treating the Deepest Source of Disease, and that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thank you so much for listening, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening and week. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.